The answer to today's Geo Quiz comes by way of a new CD by Dutch musician Diedrich van Eyck. It's called A Musical Journey into the Heart and Soul of Vincent van Gogh. Each song is inspired by a painting. The World's David LaVallee took a listen.
It's hard to know what was going through Van Gogh's mind while he was painting a French cafe back in 1888, but it's possible, says Diedrich van Eyck, who sings all the songs on this CD, it's possible, that is, to imagine Van Gogh was enchanted by the surroundings, the yellow gaslights, the blue starry night, and a beautiful woman who usually sits alone at the cafe.
Maybe she'll be there tonight. Beautiful and dangerous, la belle de nuit.
Okay, so this is Van Eyck's interpretation of Van Gogh's thoughts. It's not that far-fetched. Van Gogh painted the terrace of a cafe at night in the city of Arles. The cafe is still there, and the painting now hangs in the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. Van Eyck lives nearby and says he often visits the museum.
If you look closely at the cafe at night, you see there in the left corner, you see a woman sitting there. And as Van Gogh was always fascinated about people, we sort of looked at this lady as looking for life, looking for her way of handling the struggle that she was going through. And that's how this song came together.
Another song came together around one of Van Gogh's gloomier paintings. It shows a potato farmer's family huddled around a wooden table with only black tea and boiled potatoes to eat. Van Eyck's take on the potato eaters is surprisingly upbeat, as if the loner Van Gogh was feeling happy to be sharing a meal with the family.
What you see is a family sitting down after a hard day's work coming from the fields together in a sort of cozy atmosphere. And we know that Van Gogh always wanted to be part of a family, which he never got. And he sits there painting behind his easel and being a voyeur and a participant of that situation. And this is very lighthearted.
She sets the table for the family and sets an extra place for company.
But try as he might, Van Eyck can't avoid the sadness in Van Gogh's life. By the time he was committed to an asylum, Van Gogh had painted hundreds of paintings of the French countryside, fishing boats, cafes, sunflowers, and wheat fields. But as we mentioned in our Geo Quiz, he achieved little success during his life. Only one of his paintings sold during his lifetime, The Red Vineyard, now hangs in the Pushkin Museum in Moscow. It's no doubt worth millions, but Van Gogh's brother Theo only managed to get 400 francs for it. So imagine a frustrated Van Gogh writing a letter to his brother.
One lousy, stinking painting, after all these years of waiting, Theo, 400 francs, what my efforts are worth. Painting of the earth. Puppies are growing up over my head. Long live the painter, long after he's dead.
Van Gogh's painting of a vase of sunflowers sold for $49 million a few years back, and his creative travails have inspired many books and films. Van Eyck has his own plans. He hopes to stage a Broadway musical based on the character of Van Gogh. Paintings would serve as the scenic backdrops, and the score would feature this track, based on the painting called An Old Pair of Shoes. Van Eyck says it captures the painter's determination to carry on despite repeated failures and his obsession with painting. For The World, I'm David LaVallee.
Music inspired by An Old Pair of Shoes closes our program today. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm David Barron. Thanks for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin, NSF.gov, the United States Institute of Peace, helping to prevent, manage, and resolve violent international conflict, online at usip.org, and the PRI Program Fund, whose donors support the critical work of the nonprofit sector. Contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org.